First, I want to thank, as always, our two fantastic sponsors, Rabin Rachmani and the whole family, Zech Nishmas, his father, Avinom, Rabbi Avinom Ben Chaim, Shirum, all Al Shmo, and Menachem Levis, and the Schus of the Kedusha, the sons, Shimon, Yehuda, and Shmuel, all give Nachs the Kedusha to the parents and to all the Klai Yisrael. We began learning this piece in the Sefer Gulgulim, the Shar Gulgulim from Rabbi Chaim Vital, and we're going to follow up the medrash that you got on the phone that was sent to you last night, or early this morning actually. To understand what is it that is the challenge of our generation, and once we have a deeper understanding of what is it that we're challenged by, as I said, we'll do this for a few weeks, this sugya, maybe a month or so after Yontif, and then to begin to go through some of the halachas and the basic inyanim and the tikkunim of Pagam HaBriz. We have to understand what the inyan is of our generation, like Rav Kook said, in order to help, we have to understand what the problem is on a deeper level. So we were learning this piece from Chaim Vital. Let's go very quickly, learn it again from last week. We didn't finish it. And then we'll see the Medrash Tanchuma. If somebody asks you, those who were here last week, if somebody asks you until 120 the question, Eifo Hayisa, Eifo Hayita, if you like it like that, Eifo Hayisa, you remember what we did last week? What is the question, Eifo Hayisa? Who remembers what's the question, Eifo Hayisa? Yeah.
In Adam HaRishon?
By Adam HaRishon, Eifo Hayisa. Where were you by Adam HaRishon? Right. Now we know where we are. The question that Eiv, the Eifo Hayisa was directed to Eiv. Because Eiv looked at a world and in his own personal life that seemed to be completely, completely insane. And nothing made sense in his life. His life would be like the ultimate definition or accurate reference to an expression that a friend of mine always uses, that no good deed goes unpunished. That's the life of Eov. No good deed goes unpunished. Like I told you once, there was somebody in Pressburg that gave the Chassam Sofer unbelievable tzaras. Can you imagine the Chassam Sofer who once stood up with him? And it ended very, very bad for him also. But he gave the Chassam Sofer terrible, terrible aggravation. And the Chassam Sofer said, it's odd because I don't remember that I ever did a toiva for him. Chassam Sofer, I'm thinking, I don't remember that I did. So Eov was a tzaddik that did a lot of toivas for other people and for the Baruch Shalom he did. And everything was terrible. Nothing worked out. And the whole Sefer, the Shaka Batayu, with his Chaveirim, why do good people suffer? Why do bad people... Why bad people much live? And Hashem Zbav never answered the question. But out of the whirlwind, in the Sa'ara, that amazing, like the end of the Sefer, where Eov doesn't get any answers at all, but then he doesn't have any questions afterwards. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't address any specific thing to answer the questions, like, why did my wife die? Why did my kids die? Why did this die? Why did I lose all my money? Like, what did I do? Hashem answered him with the question of Eifo Hayisa. So here Rabbi Chaim Vital is focusing on what happened between the Jewish people and the rest of the world. But then we'll see in the Medrash Tanchuma, we'll see how this is understood regarding each individual person. So let's just read the piece from Rabbi Chaim Vital very quickly. We didn't finish it, we're in the middle. So that's from last week. V'hine Adam Rishon ha'yu necholam ba'beish ha'nevi ha'kol egol v'chinis ha'nizkum nefesh ha'asiyah ha'nichid in the middle of the cage. Ha'nichid ha'tzir ha'shkoz Adam. Rabbi Chaim begins by saying that we see that the Gemara says that that the Jewish people are called Adam, and the nations of the world are not called Adam. Atam kriyim Adam. Perushayni ki hine imadavar kipshuta kasha hari kol mishalim gamim anashim kumar yisrael v'kar miskufa. We learned that last week. What do you mean? The rest of the world are also people. But havali lameima Adam atar anashim atam acheni nivul gamkin v'meshom chazal al-pasuk eifu hayisa v'yazdi aretz. And Hashem says to Eov, thank you. Hashem says to Eov, where were you by the foundation of the world when I created the world? Shom lachadosh baruch hu le'Eov, eifel shelcha ba'adam rishon heichan haisa. Your person, the person who you are, the measure of who you are, where was that? Where were you by Adam Rishon? Where were you? Heichan, Efer Shulcha Ba'adam Rishon Heichan Ha'isa V'ingin Ki Kol Ha'Neshamas V'Aruchas V'Neshvashes Kulam Ha'yu Kulam Ba'adam Rishon Ba'isha Nivra. All of the Neshvashes, the Ruchas, the Neshamas were all included in Adam Rishon Ba'is Shenivra when Adam Rishon was created. V'yesh Nefesh Tlui B'Rishas Adam Rishon. There are certain Neshvashes that they come from the mind of Adam Rishon. V'yesh be'enav, and there are others who came from the eyes of Adam Rishon. Remember, we're learning the history of the world, part one. V'yesh be'nekavav, v'chein b'chol evarv, every single part of Adam Rishon. V'hini b'tchilo k'she nivra Adam Rishon. Now this is where we're up to. Like, we're not going to be focused on this, but it's important to see this next little sentence or two. At the beginning when Adam Rishon was created, all of the neshamas that were mitzad hatov were in Adam Rishon. That was the great cataclysmic change that took place, was the chait of Adam Rishon. And after he sinned, the Irev Toiv Bera, and the sin was that he brought upon himself and all of us this confusion between Tov and Ra, good and evil. Oznis Aravu HaTov Ra, there became this terrible Taruvis, this mixture of Tov and Ra. Umechelik HaRa HaHu, and from the Chelik of Ra, Yotzu HaKach Umasailam. The nations of the world came from the Chelik of Ra. That doesn't mean that the nations of the world are entirely bad or evil. But the chelik of Ra, where the ikur is of Ra, is by the Umas Arlam. By fin she ikur Adam Rishon, hu atov shehem nishmais Yisrael. The ikur of Adam Rishon is the Tov, and the Tov of Adam Rishon is nishmais Yisrael. Which we're going to talk about a little bit in a few minutes, how that doesn't mean that you and I are exempt from the mistake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. What happened as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the tree is that even the Tzad HaTov fell into the world of Tov V'ra, and our neshamas have to sort out the Tov from the Ra as well. But the essence, the etzem of a Jewish soul is from the Tov of Adam Rishon. The Tov of Adam Rishon that has fallen into the Klipas, being among the nations of the world, where the essence of the Umas Olam is the Ra of Adam Rishon. That's the essence. Again, it doesn't mean they're all bad and mean, but the essence of the Umas of the nations of the world is the Ra of Adam Rishon. L'chein Adam Atem. But on a call closed nishmaseichem einim zulasi Adam, shu Adam Rishon. In other words, Adam Atem, you, every single Jew throughout all of time, every nefesh, ruach, and neshama, Adam Atem. You are all of, that's why it's written Adam Atem, not Adam Ato. Adam Atem. Hashem is speaking through the Nabi Yechezkel to all of us. Adam Atem. You should know, you come from the core, the essence of the Tov of Adam Rishon. Kol klolus nishmaseichem, einem zelasi Adam shu Adam Rishon v'atem nitzaitzes ve'evarim shalom.
you are sparks and limbs of other Marishan. And therefore the Jewish people are called one nation, Goy Echad, because each and every one of us comes from that place of the Torah of Adam Rishon. K'mo she'kosav mi k'am chisol goy echad baretz, omnam umas olam einam kruim Adam. The nations of the world are not called Adam. Perish. Shelo yotzu ela michelek hara shnisar b'Adam Rishon. The umas olam, the nations of the world, come from the chelek of Ra as a result of that inyan of the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. They come from the Chelek of Ra. Now this could upset you, and you could, this could rattle your sensitivities and sensibilities as being modern people, and how could this be, and so on. That do anything you like, but this is from the Ariya Kodesh. So it means it's just a fact. It's not his opinion. It's a fact. These are all Giluim from Eliyahu Navi, and this is Metzias. It's the Metzias. Now to see this in a way that is more Metziuti as far as the Indian that we're learning to understand. So if you look on the phone, or if you printed it, it was sent out very early this morning, so you might have it there without, you might not realize it if you're on this thing, the chat thing, whatever it's called. That's what it's called, right? It's called a chat. So there's a special one for this year. Say, does everybody, you have the thing, so it's such a machai. Good. There are many, many, many parashiyos in Torah that can be understood when one knows the history of the world. Many parashiyos in Torah, and many, many parashiyos throughout history, and the ikkar is to as far as where we are right now in Tavshin Ayin Tes, the end of Tavshin Ayin Tes. Where we are, where our generation is. So the Medrash says that you have Aydava Shema Moshe Lema, Rei Karosi B'Shem B'Tzalo. Rei Karosi B'Shem B'Tzalo. I mentioned this to you outside. So it says an interesting Lashon, when it came time for the appointment of B'Tzalo to be responsible for the design of the Mishkan, so Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Re'ei Karosi B'Shem B'Tzalel, behold, I always hated that word, Karosi B'Shem B'Tzalel, I have called B'Tzalel by his name. Karosi B'Shem B'Tzalel B'Nui B'Nchur, I have called him by his name. What's that? Re'ei Karosi B'Shem. Let's say anywhere else in Tanakh such a thing. Re'ei Karosi B'Shem B'Tzalel. Amr Shlomo. Ma shahaya kvanikrishmo v'noida asher hu adam. Says in Koheles, ma shahaya kvanikrishmo. Whatever has been throughout time was already called by its name. V'noida asher hu adam. Very strange couple of words. And it is known, asher hu adam, that it is Adam. Whatever has been is known, was already called by its name, and it's known asher hu Adam. So Chazal and the Mefarshim are all going crazy with this pasuk. What Shlomo HaMelech talking about? Zeh shomar kosev. So the Medrash explains, based upon the pasuk in Yeshaya, mi po'al v'osa, who is the one who did all of this? In other words, who is behind everything that's happening? The one who proclaimed and designated all the generations, Meirosh, from the beginning. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Akash Baruch Hu said, Mishiskanti Meirosh la'asosis ha-mishka. From the beginning, from the very beginning, before there was a world, from the very beginning, I established that there was going to be a Mishkan. Kva Karosi Lo Shem. And I already gave it a name. The name of something, of course, is its essence. Kva Karosi Lo Shem. V'noda Ashehu Adam. What does that mean, V'noda Ashehu Adam? Ad She'odim Arishin Mutal Goylem. I mentioned this to you last week. Ad she'adam harishon mutal gaila. That while Adam Harishon was just created, was just formed, Herlo Kadosh Baruch Hu Kol Tzadik Tzadik Shaibni Mizara. Hashem showed Adam Harishon all the future tzaddikim who would come forth from him. Yesh tzaddikim means, as the Mefarshim say, means all Jews. Amech Kulam Tzaddikim. Yesh Atali Berosha. There are some who come from the mind, from the Rosh of Adam Harishon. V'yesh toli b'sa'aro, those who come from the hair. V'yesh b'tzavaro, his neck. V'yesh b'shtayen of his eyes. V'yesh b'chotma, the nose, the pee, the mouth. V'yesh b'ozna, v'yesh b'zro, the ears, the arms, teidlucha. And the rest of the organs, the limbs and the organs, teidlucha. You should know. Shebisho shebikesh Iov lesvakeach imboro. That at the time that Iov wanted to debate and to argue with the one who created him. V'amar mi yiteng yadati v'emtzeeyu ovo ad chunaso erecha lefana mishpat upi amalei techachais edemilim v'yaneni v'avina mayoyim ali. It was Eov sized up his life and he looked over all that was before him. And he said to Hashem, if I knew how to reach him, if I knew how to reach Hashem, how to get to his dwelling place, to where he is, I would set out my case before him. I would set out my case, but no, my tainus. I would set out my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. Pretty chutzpahdik, no? No, a lot of people feel that way, but you don't say it. I would fill my mouth. I would set out my case, like an attorney, or someone that's defending himself. I would set out my case, and I would fill my mouth with arguments. I have a lot of things to say. I have a lot of arguments. You have to say. Upi amalei teichachos. Teichachos is strong. That doesn't only mean an argument. It doesn't mean teichachos. It's translated in the English as arguments, but it also means rebuke. It means I would state my claim against him. Against him. When you're telling somebody off, it's called teichecha. Teichech teichech is amisecha. Eda milim ya'aneini. If I knew the words, so that he should answer me, if I would be able to present my case in an eloquent way, in an articulate, if I could articulate what's bothering me, va'avina, mayamali, and if I could only understand and hear what he has to say in answer to my tainus, very very strong. So that's at the very end of that Hashem Yisbarach addresses Eev. This is after Eev's like shaking his fist and say like, no. So Heshivo at the end, that's in Lamed Ches. Hashem answers him, Eifo Hayisa Biyoz Diaris. Where were you when I established the world? Omer b'shem ben Lakish, Eifa k'siv, Eifa, not Eifo. It's written with the comments, Eifa, Eifa, which again means. It could mean a number of things. It means a measure. It could mean the root of something. The Mefarshim have different explanations, but it doesn't say Eifo. It says Eifa. Eifa hayisa b'yos diaretz. Amla heichan haisa eifa shulcha. Like solus la eifa, right? Solus ha eifa. You look, he brings in the beer amar. He says, "Shoshi and the shamis and bedugma hamida kalas haibegarinim." Like the way that the seeds are contained in the grain, how Eifa he's. Amalai heichan haisa eifa shecha. Ba'adam arishan tluya. B'roishai, b'sa'aro, b'tzavaro, b'einav. Be'eze eiva. Where do you come from? In Adam Arishan. Vav hera kadosh baruch hu l'adam. And Hashem showed Vav hera kadosh baruch hu l'adam. Hashem already showed Adam Arishan. Shavram Mamed mimenu Oymed Mamed mimenu Ubonav yardim Mitzrayim Mishtabdim Sham. Hashem showed Adam Arishan everything in advance. He showed him Avram Avinu, what's going to be with his sons going down to Mitzrayim and being slaves. The Herarul Moshe Oymed v'Goylan. He showed him Moshe Benu is going to be taking them out. Uli Yosef, Zonis HaShvatim, and how Yosef is going to take care of the Shvatim. L'Moshe, Moshe, Kahanim, Levim, and how Moshe is going to anoint Kahanim and Levim, L'Shmuel, Moshe, Malachim, and Shmuel is going to anoint kings. Uli Yeshua, Mach, Nisan, L'Aretz, and Yeshua is going to take them into the world. Well, David Miyaseh this Abayis. Now David is going to set the foundation of Beis Hamikdash L'Shlomo Beno Beneyu, and Shlomo is going to build it. Well, Asal Yish Eim Achazia, and Asai the mother of Achazia, Bnei Menachem Masmeres Beis Hamikdash. How they're going to dismantle the Beis Hamikdash and mess up the Beis Hamikdash. And Yehoyada is Misakin, and then Yehoyada is going to come and to try to fix everything. Amon Oisat Shlomo. How Amon is going to come and he's going to make Avodah Zarah. And Yoshia Mevarim, and how Yoshia, the king, is going to come and he's going to destroy the Avodah Zarah that were made by Amon. And Nebuchadnezzar Machriv, and Nebuchadnezzar was Machriv. And Dayovish is going to, Nebuchadnezzar is going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And then Dayovish from Persia, Dayovish is going to build the Beis HaMikdash, give permission to build the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, if it would continue, it would say how on this day, Chav Beis Elul, Tavshin Ayin Tes, we're going to be learning this in Woodmere. It would continue, it would say the rest of everything. Hashem has told Adam Rishon everything. The Hereyu B'Tzalel, Oses HaMishkan. And one of the items, now it's not just Tam, an item, because the Mishkan is the inyan of the Sherish of the Mikdash in this world of heaven and earth coming together. Because why is this Tavka by B'Tzalel? So we're not learning the Trumat Tetzava now, but and Hashem showed Adam Rishon B'Tzalel Oises HaMishkan. He showed B'Tzalel designing the Mishkan, building the Mishkan. Have you re'ei karosi b'shem B'Tzalel? So the Medrash says that is the meaning of re'ei karosi b'shem B'Tzalel. I have already designated B'Tzalel by name. That's what the pasuk means. You think he was just born a couple of years ago and I just gave him this job? You should know. His name was already, that's what it means in the Pasuk in Koheles. All of this Medrash, this Chazal is explaining the Pasuk in Koheles. Mashahaya kvar nikrishma. Everything that was, is, and will be, kvar nikrishma. It already has its name. Vinoda ashehu adam. And it is known, ashehu adam, that everything is traced back, and everyone is traced back to Adam Arishon. Vinoda ashehu adam. That's the Medrash. That helps a little bit fill in what Rabbi Chaim Vital is talking about. So, l'inyanenu, this amazing medrash and this Torah from the Sefer Gilgulim is saying that every single neshama, the same way it says Rei Karosi B'Shem B'Tzalel, Rei Karosi B'Shem each and every one of us, and that each and every neshama, its kaiches, its own particular kaiches, comes from the eifa of eifa hayisa b'yaz the aretz. In other words, the ofi, the nature, the character of each soul, is traced back to Adam Rishon. Therefore, were a person to know where his neshama was in the kaima of Adam Arishon. Like we know that the Rebbe of Zushi said that he was by the hand of Adam Arishon. It's a famous, very, very shocking story that I'm sure many of you remember. But the Rebbe of Zushi was megala to his brother, the Rebbe Elimelech, that he was the one that was by the hand of Adam. He was in the hand of Adam Arishon, and he pushed Adam Arishon to take from the tree. The hands to take from the tree. That's what the Rebbe of Zushi said to his brother, to Rebbe Elimelech. Did he remember? And there were other tzaddikim, and why he did that, we're not going through the whole story now, but he said that he was the one that was primarily responsible for pushing Adam Arishon to do that. And there were other tzaddikim that were able to remember. They were able to remember where they came from in Adam Arishon. We don't know what that is and how a person can do that. But it means that whatever free choice is, whatever that means, that the tchunas of the characteristics of each individual person, were a person to be able to trace his way back, like the Rebbe Zusha and the other tzaddikim, were a person able to trace his way back to Adam Rishon, to the Kaim of Adam Rishon, he would know beyond the question, beyond any shadow of a doubt, he would know exactly who he is, Rei Karazi B'Shem, and what his tachlis was. The same way B'Tzalel, it was revealed to him what his tachlis was to build the Mishkan. So it would be revealed to each one of us that our tachlis was to build this particular family, or if somebody's tachlis was to remain chas v'shalom single and not married, but to build whatever he has to build in his life, being alone, whatever it is. It was all already designated from before. And that's Hashem's answer to Eov, who wants to set his case before Hashem and his arguments about why is it that this is something that he has to go through. Now, the question then is, who are we? And what happened since the time of Adam Arishon? Rabbi Chaim Vital explains further ahead in this parak and the coming prokim. Rabbi Chaim Vital explains that as a result of the chait, since Adam Arishon, with the exception of the sense of smell, every single part of Adam Arishon participated in the chait, in that sin. As a result of that, Every single neshama has a certain chelik in the pagam, in the damage that took place on that day. Every single neshama has a chelik. Even though we learned that bechlal, the Jewish people come from the Tzad HaTov, but there was a nefila, there was a collapse. So that even the neshamas of the Jewish people that come from Tzad HaTov are in Golis in this world, among the Ummah Sa'ilim, among the nations of the world, and there is an aburvia, there's a confusion, there's a mixture of Tov and Ra. And as the Sfarim say, and all of you have learned it, wherever you see it, in all of the Sfarim you always have learned, that our job in this world is to somehow sort things out and to try to take the Tov from out of the Ra. Borer, to try to mevara the Tov from the Ra. That's our tachlis in this world. The whole story of the lost princess. The story of the lost princess from Rabbi Nachum is the story of all of Yiddishkeit. There's a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful Jew in Eretz Yisrael. Some of you might know. The one I'm very close to. Yaakov Shalom Klein. Yaakov Klein. So Yaakov Shalom has finished a sefer in English that's going to be coming out in Mitzvah Shem, hopefully within the next few months, where he takes the story of the lost princess. And from that story, Rabbi Nachum, that we learned here together years ago in the shul, so with the story of the lost princess, Yaakov Shalom sets up an entire program, a way of understanding the whole shtauslis of Yiddishkeit to our days. And I encourage him very much to work on having also a workbook, that it could be something that could be used in schools, in yeshivas. with questions and answers. It's almost all of Yiddishkeit in the story of the Lost Princess, which we spent a lot of time in that story. The Inyan of the Lost Princess, the Inyan of the Lost Princess is the predicament of the neshama of a Jew that's among the klipas, and that you and I have the mission in life, our responsibility, through learning and through davening and through mitzvahs. Each one of us has the ability to find the lost princess and to bring her home and to bring her back. And every single Jew in that way is a lost princess. And every single neshama has its own particular tikkun, depending upon where it was in the Adam Rishon, according to the Aver, the part of Adam Rishon, from where each one of us comes from. And as I mentioned last week, so for instance, a neshama that comes from the mind of Adam Rishon, that person has to struggle most with his thoughts, with his thinking. A person that comes from the heart is going to struggle with emotions, and this is discussed in the Svarim, all the different parts of the body. For that individual, for that neshama, the erbuvia, the focus of his confusion, is going to be revolving around that inyan of where he comes from in Adam Rishon. That's why Reb Tzadik says, and many other tzaddikim explain, that dafka, the thing in life that you find most challenging, is why you were created. You were created to repair that. The natural, Reb Tzadik explains, the natural thing of a person is that you find something in your life that you have to struggle with. Usually you'll just say, well, it's not, you know, let me try something else. You know, I'm not like in school, you know, I'm not good at math, so let me try, you know, history or literature. That's the natural inclination of a person. You know, I'm not good at basketball, let me see what I could do with football. But when it comes to the tachlis of life, it's just the opposite. It's dafka in that inyan that you feel that you struggle with most, that it's a simon, that's the inyan that you were sent into the world to repair. How each one in his life, how that works out, again, that's each person needs to be able to go to a Navi, to go to a Tzadik. But the tikkun depends on that particular part of Adam Rishon where that neshama comes from. And therefore, when you look in the Svarim of Geshen Hanuch, the Ramchal, in the writings of the Rama Mipanu, many, many of the Tzadikim throughout all the generations, they talk about how even though this is true of each individual person, but the same way that individuals come from different parts of Adam Rishon, so too the generations come from different parts of Adam Rishon. So for instance, it's brought down this form that the Dor Enosh, that generation of Enosh and Haflogia and the dispersion by the Tower of Bavel, that the entire generation came from the from Adam Rishon's mind. They have to understand that everything has a kaima. So even the generation that comes from the mind has also arms and legs and all the way down to the heel. But it's from the mind of Adam Rishon. Therefore we find that Davke, the struggle of the early, at the beginning of time, they were struggling with the Indian mostly of Avodah Zarah. And those generations, the Ikka was to somehow, with the Seichel, with the mind, to be Mavara, that truth that there's a Bar Elam, that there's a creator. And then it comes to Kem Tavim Avinu, and so on. And the Svarim discuss all the future generations. The Inyan, for instance, of the Tkufa of Paro and Mitzrayim. So by Paro, the Ik was to fix the neshamas that came from the Oref, from the neck. Paro was the Oisius Oref, Ha-Oref. And the neshamas at that time of Mitzrayim came from the Oref of Adam Rishon. And therefore, that time in history was a time of Kashius Ha-Oref. The Jewish people too was an Amkshay Oref. The entire generation was a generation of stubbornness, which we see by Paro, Bechlal, and the whole time is a time of whatever that means, Kashius Erev Am Kshei Erev. And so it was. So the Svarim talk about, for instance, the Tkufa of Bayisheni. Bayisheni came from the heart of other nation, and therefore the Tikkunim were Tikkunim of Sinas Chinam, of hatred, of love, of hate. Those were Tikkunim. That they did not go in a way of listening to Meshuras HaDin, Afterwards, the generations descended further down the body to the Kaved of Adam Rishon, the tremendous Milchamas began towards the end of time with Taivis, the liver, the blood, and the Inyan of Taivis when it comes to all kinds of things connected to the Bris, and the Nisyonis of Kedushas HaBris. In general, the Svarim tell us that the earlier generations came from the higher part of Adam Rishon, and the later generations came from underneath the Gartel. That's where the later generations come from, the lower part of Adam Rishon, and so that the Iker Esek of the later generations, again, what does that mean earlier and later? I'm not going into right now. These are all things that are found in the Gilgulim, the Shire Gilgulim, Sefer Gilgulim. The Iker Esek of the generations at the end of time are in the Chelek HaTachtayim, not in the Chelek HaElyayim. It's not so much the inyan of philosophizing and figuring everything out, as opposed to trying to just do the right thing, the lower evarim of the person. The birurim of the higher parts of Adam Rishon have already been taken care of through history. And at the end of time, the ikar birurim are the bottom part of Adam Rishon, not the top. But you even see in the last 200, 300 years that it used to be, I've spoken about this many, many times, we've discussed this a lot over the years, that it used to be 70, 80, 100 years ago that the most chashuva people in the world were the thinkers, the philosophers, the scientists, and so on. Now the most chashuva people in the world are celebrities, about the Mjoinis and about Gilai Reis and Shvi Chasdamim. Athletes and actors and actresses, that's all in of the Gilai Reis, Mamish. All things that are not even, they all come from the world of Dimyonis, man, the Kaicha Medama. So, the Iker Esek at the end of the later generations is Davka by the lower Chelik of Adam Rishon. And all these tikkunim were made, and now it's come down to the last generation. That's us. And not only is it the last, okay, one second. Not only is it the last generation, but it's the end of the generation before Mashiach comes. That's our generation. And at this time, the Svarim say there's only a tiny little chalik, a tiny little piece of skin that comes from the heel of Adam Rishon. That doesn't the heel, which is that part that is unfeeling, that's insensitive, that's the part of the body that, from the living body of a person, is the part that is most dead. The tissue there is hard and unfeeling. It's dead tissue. I mean, it's still alive, but it's from all of the body, it's that which is most dead. And that's the door of the Akev. And it was all hinted at in the words at the beginning of the parasha we learned a few weeks ago, V'hoya Ekev Tishma'un. The time will come that the Ekev will be able to listen as well. V'hoya Ekev Tishma'un. V'hoya is a lashon of simcha. Ekev means the greatest joy that will be revealed at the end of time is that it will become clear that all of the earlier generations, with all the tzaras, all of the pogroms and massacres and all of the learning and davening of the earlier generations of our ancestors and grandparents and great-grandparents, all of that somehow in some deep and mysterious way brought to the tikkunim of the entire body of Adam Rishon, and the generation before Mashiach comes, the last generation before Mashiach comes, has a responsibility to be Jews in that state of Ekev, of the heel. And therefore, in order for us to know how to help our generation, we have to understand in a very deep way what is this inyan of the Ekev. And how is it possible that Hashem expects that from the Ekev, that somehow the Ekev will be reconnected to the highest part, which is the brain? There are a number of Mamorim and Chassidus and Alter Rebbe, I'm sure many of you have learned, but there the Alter Rebbe says that despite all of the greatness of the brain, it can't move without the heel. It's completely immobile and paralyzed without the heel. And on a deeper level, it means that all of the earlier generations, even the highest generations that go back to the mind of Adam Rishon, they're all waiting for the generation of the heel, of the Ekev, to make its tikkun. Now, how these tikkunim of the Ekev are uniquely connected to tikkun habris, that's what we're going to talk about. To the inyan of the nachash, of the snake, that's wrapped around the heel and crawling in Gan Eden and around each and every one of us by the heel, the inyan of the snake. We're going to see from the writings of the Gra and the Ari HaKadosh to understand, and this and the Talmud Baal Shem, what is it about the Ekev? And once we understand that all of us come from the Ekev, and our kids, all of us are from that place of other reason that's called the Ekev, and what that means, then we could have a deeper understanding of what tikkunim are necessary, not to make ourselves crazy with tikkunim that were taken care of. It's not our inyan. It's not our inyan. Our inyan is to stay focused on our job. The worst thing is when you have somebody that's given a certain job. Imagine you have a guy that was hired to be the caretaker of a certain building. Let's say he was given to take care of the building where they teach in MIT, where they're teaching nuclear physics. And this guy was hired to be a caretaker. In other words, to clean the floors and to take the garbage up out every night after all the professors and students, you know, threw their candies and their bananas into the garbage. That's what this guy was given. He's being paid, whatever, $45,000 a year to clean up the hallways in MIT Department of Physics. And he's hanging around there already for 10, 15 years, and he decides, you know what, I'd like to give a lecture myself. So he goes and he decides he wants to talk. He feels he already became a little bit of a maven. He hears things in the hallway about nuclear physics, so he'd like to try his hand at it. And he has terrible achmas nefesh because he sees that the staff and the students, the faculty and the students, are not receptive to his Torahs about nuclear physics. And he has a chalisa sadas. A little bit yesterday by Shlomo Sus, we were learning a Torah from Tefesh Shlema. Tefesh Shlema speaks about v'samachta b'chol ha'tayv. You know how much easier we would be on our kids? You know how much our kids would benefit from our being able to know what is it that they're capable of and what they're not capable of? And how understanding that and being understanding of the generation of the Ekev would change this generation, and in a day or two Mashiach would be able to come. Instead of us screaming and yelling at the Ekev to be the Rosh, when the Ekev is an Ekev, you can scream at the Ekev, you can scream at the Ekev all day long, this should be the Rosh. This doesn't have to do with intelligence. We're going to learn what it has to do with, what that means, the Ekev. The Ekev. I had such a sweet conversation with a father the other day. He said to me, look, my son's not particularly great at coming to shul and doesn't come on time, but he's got a lot of other milas and I love him. I said, I have not heard anything as clear and as beautiful as that in like 30 years. He said, like, you know, davening's not so much his thing. Now that, when I had that conversation about how my kid doesn't come to shul, he usually follows with what's going to be and how's this going to be, and then so what did you do? So I told him if he doesn't come to shul, he can't use his phone, you know, all that stuff. And this guy just said, no, he's good at other things. It's just like that. Now, it doesn't mean he doesn't care about davening. It means that he's trying to understand that inyan of his son, of where he comes from, in this binoget, in this particular avoda, and to work with him in terms of who he is, as opposed to trying to make believe he's somebody else. It would be a different generation. It would be Mashiach's generation in a minute. David, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I'm wondering if it goes through cycles, like were we here already in the time of Noah?
Yeah, sure. I'm not going into the Holy Name of Gilgulim. Yeah, we've been here. We've all been here before.
No, that's not what I mean. I'm still talking about, the rabbi's talking about now it's the inyan of below the Gartel. Has the world been in that inyan like before Noah? Is it the same? Did they go through this same thing?
Oh, that's
before?
A good question. That's a good question. There are places that it seems that there is such a, there are such cycles that are taking place, but it would take us to sugyas and the Gilgulim that are very complicated and it's not fair. There is such an inyan, what you're saying. There is such an inyan. That there's been a koma of other region, like the entire koma, different times, and how that and other region is sort of traveling through time. There is such an thing. Yeah. B'chlal, if one learns the Sefer Gurum, I'm not saying suggesting to learn it. It's a very, very hard limud. It's a very hard limud. But when you learn the Shal Gilgulim, there are many, many, many of the questions that like any question you wanted to ask your Rebbe, but you know, or your parents and or somebody and everybody's, those that the Shal Gilgulim is where the answers are. That's exactly what Hashem told Eiv, Eifah Yisa. When you know where you came from, then you're going to know what you have to do. So the guy that's the caretaker at MIT, when he knows where he came from, then he doesn't start huddling with physics. He takes care of the floor. And the guy that's supposed to be a physicist, he doesn't make himself into a guy that's cleaning floors. The problem is when you get mixed up. And all of our tikkunim and avodas Hashem and ruchnis and everything depends upon our having the story straight. I will try to finish this over the next two or three shiurim and to get to the particulars of Kedushas HaBris. Okay, forgive me, I'm running out of the Levaya, unfortunately, to go through.